Ken Holland, the Red Wings managing general, is with us.
Well, go ask him. Ask him now.
What about the trade thing?
I could be wrong, so see if he would know.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Good. Nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you.
He sounds a little tense.
I would be tense, too. I'd have been tense for the last 3 or 4 days, or more, maybe. But we'll get to that in a minute. So here's a completely irrelevant question. We were talking about this during the break. Could you make a trade during the playoffs?
That's a good question.
You're the general manager. You're supposed to know this.
My answer to him, Ken, was you can make a trade, but the guy can't play for you.
Yeah, no, he can't play. I think you can. I mean, obviously, last thing you're going to be doing during the playoffs is making trades. But I believe, to your point, I think you can make a trade. He can't play after the regular season ends.
Right.
So there you go.
Don't you think wouldn't it be a lot more exciting if you could make a deal anytime?
No.
No, come on.
At least you got him laughing. On a day where he's tense, you got him laughing.
Well, who are we talking about? We're talking about Weber, right?
Yeah.
And where's he going to go and where would he land? And actually, Kenny, Damian suggested you guys. Now, I know you can't talk about it because that would be tampering and all that crap. But so we were contemplating the possibility of a deal for Detroit. See.
You think he should be able to get him now?
Wouldn't that be great?
Well, Kenny would be keen on it. He'd like to add a player like that. For tonight's game.
As long as you have cap space. Don't you think Kenya should be able to make that deal?
Well, we're capped out, so.
Oh, so that's irrelevant, huh?
Again.
You need a guy who could play for, like, a buck.
I don't know if we got a buck.
No, really?
They don't have a buck. Okay, big game 6 tonight. Who's in, who's out?
Franson's out. Modano's in. I know that Mike, as of a couple of hours ago, was still debating on Yuri Hudler. And if he does put him in, then obviously somebody else has to come out.
Now, Franzen, you have to take out because he can't play. He can't play.
Yes.
Is he out for the rest of the series, by the way?
I don't know. We'll see how he feels. Let's win a game. Mm-hmm. And we'll wake up tomorrow morning and see where we're at.
But you have a winning lineup. So generally, lineups don't get changed. So why would Hudler go back in just because you think he gives you a little extra?
Something we've done all year. We think that we've had pretty good depth. We've had 14 NHL forwards in February and March. Drew Miller would score a goal. He'd be a healthy scratch the next game. In would go Chris Draper. We've rotated some people. I think that in a 7-game series, when you've got 6-hour flights to San Jose, and it really, once game 4 was over, it was, it was 6 hours over, 6 hours over. We're putting in fresh legs. Hudler played game 4. He didn't play game 5. And I think the more fresh legs you can put in, especially with the experience of a Hudler and a Modano, we're hoping that they give us a boost.
With Ken Holland, the general manager of the Red Wings. Was Game 5 the most significant comeback you have ever experienced as a general manager? Given the stakes and everything, all things concerned.
In a single game. Now, we don't win the series.
Maybe it doesn't matter, huh?
It doesn't matter. But certainly within a game, and being an elimination game, I thought that, I thought what we were able to do, they had 2-2-goal leads. But both times that they went ahead by 2 goals, we were able to respond within a minute to 2 minutes. So it didn't seem like they had 2-goal leads. And we were able to, let our goaltender, Jimmy Howard, did a tremendous job in the first 2 periods of allowing us to hang around in a game that we probably didn't deserve to be hanging around in. And when we made it 3-2, you're in the third period, you're facing elimination. I thought our guys cranked up a notch, and we got a lucky bounce on the tire, and then the game was up for grabs. But probably in a single game, considering everything that was at stake with an elimination game, your opponent and everything, probably as good of a comeback as we've had.
I opined this during the Chicago-Vancouver series, which followed a similar format, as you would understand, that when you got to game, by the time you got to game 6, all the pressure was on Vancouver. Do you think the pressure is on them more than you guys now? I mean, you've got a must win still, but
yeah. Well, I think both teams have pressure. I think that the team that probably gets 3 wins in the bank the soonest probably has the more pressure, because once you get to game 3, you're starting to think about you're a game away from winning the series, especially when it's 3-0. Every time we win a game, you know, we get more pressure because you're now getting back into the series. Obviously, we've played our way into tonight that we're at home. We can take care of business here tonight at home. We got this to a one-game winner take all. So, you know, when you're down 3-0, there's no pressure on our team, and probably there was no pressure on their team. But certainly when we win game 5, you know, I think that both teams tonight obviously feel the pressure. I don't think that they want to go home to game 7 in a one-game winner take all. And we've got ourselves back in the series. We're at home, and we've now, you know, it's a series. We've played our way into an opportunity, but you know, we've won 2 games. You got to win 4. So as hard as we've worked and what we've accomplished, we're still 2 wins short of being where we want to be. But you know, I think the mindset of our group guys have been when we were down 3-0, let's just win 1 game. Let's keep the series alive. Let's win a home game. Go on the road, see what can happen. And I know that you know, our guys are thinking only about, we got to win a game tonight. Let's win 1 game. And you sure. Wake up tomorrow morning, you're still in the tournament. Yes,
your best hockey, I think you'd agree, has come in the latter part of this series. That's when you won 2 games. So that's maybe obvious, but you feel you played well early in this series. But looking back, the break between the Phoenix series and this one, did that help your team, hurt your team? Did it change your mind at all in terms of whether that break is a good thing or not a good thing?
Well, first off, Damien, we needed the break because coming out of the Phoenix series, you know, Franson got hurt in the Phoenix series. So we were hoping that the 9 days or 8 days off was going to help get him ready for the next series. And even though late in the Phoenix series, or you know, just a few days after Zetterberg was close, he needed the time. So we really needed the time to get Zetterberg and Franson to be able to be ready to play game 1 against San Jose. And you know, I thought game 1 against San Jose, you know, it's a series that you know, I thought they've played better early. Game 1, our goalie gave us a chance, but we had a 1-goal lead with 10 minutes to go in game 1. We had a 1-goal lead with 4 minutes to go in game right. 3. They tied both games up, won both games in overtime. There's been little to choose in my, you know, I think that there's been momentum. You know, the other night they were all over us. We found a way to win. I thought game 3 was similar. I thought we played a real good game 3 and we deserved a better fate, but they found a way to tie it up late and beat us. So, you know, I think we've played something like 8 or 9 or 10 games in a row in the playoffs, right. and every game has been decided by 1 goal. There's very, very little to choose between these two teams.
Kenny, we got to go. Best of luck tonight. Well, we'll all be tuned in. Thanks as always. We'll talk to you soon. Ken Holland, Managing General of the Detroit Red Wings.